The ACTU says a survey of 42,000 workers reveals Australians already work long hours and they put in extra time on the job for which they're not always rewarded. The ACTU is using the survey to hit back at a push by employer and business groups for the return of individual contracts to boost the nation's productivity. ACTU President Jed Carney is speaking here to Alexandra Kirk.
Overwhelmingly, we have found that workers are under a great deal more stress at work, that we have in fact what we call a productivity squeeze, which means businesses are achieving productivity through a great deal of pressure on workers and more worrying things like a large amount of unpaid work. We are being told by our members that they are working harder than ever, longer than ever, and not getting paid for that extra work. And this is at a time, I think, when we are hearing urgings from employers and business groups about the need to take more rights away from workers, to reduce pay even more, all in the aim of improving productivity and flexibility.
But your survey of workers also found that 70% are satisfied with their work conditions. Doesn't that somewhat counter your argument?
Well, I think that what we're seeing here is that while people are satisfied with their work conditions, that it's still a great concern to them that they are actually under this great deal of pressure. 73% have told us they're getting contact outside of work hours, and a lot of those people may indeed not know that they can actually ask for those hours to be compensated for. They feel that if they don't comply with that they can actually lose their jobs.
The ACTU campaigned for Labor in 2007 on industrial relations. Now you have Labor's workplace laws in place. Are you saying they don't protect workers enough?
What we're seeing from employers is that they are trying to say that industrial relations laws are the reason for productivity woes in this country, and that just isn't true. This survey shows that workers are working harder than ever and that in some ways are being exploited, even though those legislation is there to protect them. For example, half of our workers are saying that they pay for work-related expenses and not be compensated for it. So whilst the legislation might provide for these things, employers, for whatever reason, are not actually abiding by that. And a lot of our respondents, particularly those in casual or insecure work, are saying that they are feeling forced to comply with this for fear of not getting shifts or for fear of not getting any extra work when they need it.
You reckon that workers are delivering productivity gains through unpaid work and greater pressure on them. Have you quantified that productivity increase?
No, it's very difficult to do that. We haven't. But what we do know is that employers can no longer actually blame workers for their productivity woes. And if business is going to try for a drive back to work choices, then the union movement will draw a line in the sand and say, we will fight tooth and nail to stop that.
ACTU President Jed Carney speaking to Alexandra Kirk.